Hi, James and Alice. It's the Footnotes. How are you doing?
Good. Love a footnote, me.
Oh, well, I know you do.
I just love anything that's an added extra to Rocky's work.
I love anything that doesn't involve me reading my dad's pornography.
Well, then we're all happy.
Hooray! So we thought today we would read some of the emails that we've been sent.
Is this the equivalent off of TV shows in the 80s when they got the post bag out?
Exactly. And it's quite full, guys.
I can't believe you printed them out. How Tony of you.
Any faxes?
A couple, yeah. Okay, so I will start with one that we got sent from Bucket of Truth.
Bucket of Truth.
That's what Belinda calls her Pikachu.
It's from a C. Cairns.
Hi, C. Cairns.
Hi, C. Cairns.
Doesn't want to trust us with their first name, I see.
Quite rightly.
It reads, Dear Jamie, James and Donna.
That's good. That's funny.
Yeah, I'm not so happy that the joke's at my expense. But yeah, go on.
I just wanted to write a short message to say how much I enjoy your show. Both hilarious and informative. Debatable.
Neither.
I have tried to incorporate Belinda's bewildering sexual techniques into my own love life.
Whoa there.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. With mixed results.
It's a mixed bag.
I'm still unsure about the benefits of constantly dousing myself in various alcoholic beverages, but Rocky's the expert. No, C. Cairns, Rocky is not the expert. Please don't think that he is.
So this person's been using this as a manual?
A literal sex manual. The thing that we quite clearly say don't do.
100% use it as a business manual, but never use it as a sex manual.
C. Cairns. What's the C for? Crazy.
Craig Cairns is such a good name.
I was wondering, since Mr. Flintstone has so clearly reached the pinnacle of erotic storytelling, will he consider branching out into other genres in the future? I'm thinking maybe along the lines of Belinda Slinked, a spy novel set in the murky world of kitchenware. Or
Slinked.
Or Belinda Linked, where she embarks on an archaeological dig to discover conclusive proof of human evolution from apes.
You're clutching at straws there.
Very specific storyline she's already got here.
She's really limited herself by making every word be like Blinked.
Mm. It's not a bad shout, though, for Rocky to start looking at other genres.
Yeah.
Do you think they'll always have to be sexy?
I mean, he can't help himself, can he? It just flows, as it were.
But how sexy could Belinda Succinct be?
For God's sake.
Where our heroine takes to Twitter to start a new career as a social media guru.
It's not going to be very visual, that, is it? Just Belinda at a computer for 12 chapters.
Well, to be fair, has that ever bothered Rocky? I think he'd just be happy enough with the wordplay and just get right in.
Could you imagine him having to keep everything to 140 characters?
Can you imagine him spelling succinct?
He does love Twitter, though.
He does.
He loves being able to talk to his fans.
At his fans,
at
James.
At his fans.
Very much talks at people.
That's true.
One-on-one. Literally one-on-one.
It's not that I'm wishing for an end to Belinda's raunchy escapades, and more importantly, business dealings. But let's face it, even the best of us has a limited amount of miles on the clock before the tread starts to wear.
Is C. Cairns already bored? Sorry, C. Cairns. You don't have to download it.
Jeez.
Please do keep downloading.
Oh, yeah, seriously, we need the stats.
And Belinda's got more miles on the clock than most. With that in mind, I'm holding out hope that the series will continue in another guise. Kind regards, C. Cairns.
Well, we haven't spoken about it in a while, but Rocky has kind of got ideas about where Belinda could go, hasn't he?
I mean, it always seems to just be another country, so it's Belinda blinked in, I think,
Saudi Arabia.
I heard a rumour recently about the Sahara Desert.
Oh, yeah. That was an email that you sent today. Did you read that out?
I don't read them, really, but yeah. How do you directly send something to spam? I'm joking, Rocky. If you're listening, I'll get back to you tomorrow.
But I feel like he just goes, let's just do exactly the same thing, but just put it in a different location and you got a new book.
I mean, it works for people like Dick Francis, doesn't it? It's always about horses.
Absolutely. When you found your niche. Yeah. And also, isn't it just the franchise model? He's just like, roll it out.
Yeah, that's true. Because like, book one had the leather room. Book two's got the leather desk.
Yeah.
But in another country. He's totally just, oh my God, he's just like ripping it off.
We've been taken for a ride. If I thought he was capable of it, I would say he's maybe just done the control F, looked for room and changed it to desk. And then he's like, job done, book two.
People will buy any old tat.
And they will, James, they will.
Seriously.
Speaking of which, we have a book coming out in October, so please pre-order on Amazon now.
That's not a joke, by the way.
No, it really isn't. Okay, so that was a nice one.
That was a lovely. Nice. That was a kind of lovely constructive one.
Kind of worrying that she or he is using the book as a sexual aid, though.
Mm.
So next up, we've got something from Lindsay, who got in touch.
Sup, Lindsay.
The subject heading is Another Rocky in Our Mids.
Is this a pretender to the throne?
But there must be other people out there doing, I'm not going to say the same thing because that would be ludicrous, but there will be other people at his level, shall we say.
We should look into that at some point.
Maybe he could do classes. You know how they get elder statesmen of like literature, especially in America at like really prestigious colleges. They have really well-known authors, don't they, that do like
he
semesters.
He would clean up.
Oh my goodness.
What, doing lectures about his writing?
Absolutely. And... If we can get this book on the syllabus, that's where he's going to make his money.
So, Lindsay says, "Hi guys. I mentioned this podcast to my mum the other week."
Oh no, Lindsay.
"And she told me a story too good not to share."
We'll be the judge of that, Lindsay. Thank you.
"A few years ago, my neighbour's son came out as gay. And his dad was less than pleased, to say the least."
I hate to hear these things.
Yeah. "Apparently, in his mind, all this boy needed to save him from his life of sin was some good old-fashioned, hot, sexy, straight porn."
Because there's a great track record of that working.
Seems logical. "He searched far and wide, but no existing porn was up to the task. If you want something done right, you have to do it yourself."
What?
Did he make, like a porn film or something?
This man, who is still Lindsay's neighbour, by the way, and who she's seen a few times since hearing the story, wrote a series of erotic novels intended for his own son's consumption.
No.
Yes.
What, to try and turn him straight?
There's so many layers of wrong there. Yeah. Like, your dad wrote a porno, obviously. But he didn't intend it for your sexual consumption.
Absolutely not.
Did he even intend it for sexual consumption, some would ask? But to write it specifically with your son in mind.
Yeah. Also, if it's anything like Rocky's porn, if there's anything that would turn you more gay, I don't know what it would be.
For sure.
This has just confirmed everything for me, believe me.
She goes on, "Sadly, her mum's story was incomplete as they were so weirded out by hearing this that they never asked for a follow-up."
And weirdly didn't move house.
Yeah, I definitely want him out of my life.
Lindsay's included the address. It's 16...
"The world will never know how these novels are received by his son. They clearly weren't on a par with Belinda Blink, though, as his son remains gay to this day."
Gay to this day.
Gay as the day he was born.
Of course he will.
How do you give that to your son... in a way, because giving your son any form of porn, whether you've written it or not,
is dodgy.
Dodgy. Mm. So how, like, is there a chat about it? Do you leave it on his bed? Do you put it under his pillow? Like, what do you do?
Like the Tooth Fairy.
Yeah,
just
what do
leave
you
it
do?
Under the pillow.
But then if you got a typed original manuscript of porn in your, like, just found it in your bedroom, wouldn't you be like, what is going on? Well, I'm sorry for the dad that it didn't work out, but maybe he's learnt a lesson or two himself.
I should think so. That is a crazy real story, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, the people in this world, I mean...
I feel so much better about my dad now.
Yeah. At least he wrote it to get his rocks off.
But now I'm thinking, why did he write it? Do you think... I know why... I just worked out why he wrote it.
Why?
No.
He's trying to make none of us have sex. He's icked out that his son and, like, son's friends are, like, at that age now. Now that we're grown-ups.
At that age now.
You know, like, grown-ups.
We're 30!
But, like...
Speak yourself.
He wants to, like, you know, keep us innocent. That's what this is for.
Yeah, maybe. Oh. It's his equivalent of, like, a dad being really, really intimidating to his daughter's
boyfriend.
Yeah,
exactly. Because, honestly, around this table, who's had sex since they've read it? Just saying. Just saying. Just saying. People? Just me?
Well, me.
Yeah, me too. I was just joking.
Oh my God.
So the next one is from Fran, and she says, "Greetings from Vancouver."
Oh, hi, Fran.
Vancouver.
Love an international listener.
Yeah.
I love that.
Absolutely. "I recently moved to Vancouver and have been..." Oh, she's an English person who's moved to Vancouver.
Oh,
news.
Fuck off, Fran.
Aww.
"And have been using MDWAP as a way of screening people to see whether or not they will be someone I will get on with." I do that.
What, if someone doesn't like the podcast, you...
I just defriend them.
Oh, what? That is a strong and brave move. You'll have me and James left.
So she plays the podcast to people. If they don't laugh,
Or she got like sensors on them as if it's an experiment, you know, a psychological experiment. She like watching it, how their serotonin levels change. How's she judging it?
See which bits of them get warm.
Exactly.
Well, she says, even if they don't listen to the podcast, their reaction to the title is a good enough gauge.
Some people are genuinely repulsed even by the title.
Exactly.
Which concerns me that they then say, oh, I'm going to go listen to it. It's like, if you can't handle the title, this is not for you.
Exactly.
So maybe Fran's got something there. I'm sorry I said fuck off, Fran.
And she just wants to thank us for helping her deal with her homesickness.
Aww.
I feel terrible now.
Yeah, because she says, listening to this has been nearly as good as being with my friends.
Oh, no. Aww. I've really ruined this first initial meeting with Fran, haven't I?
Yeah.
You've really screwed this up.
It was just really disappointing because I thought we had an international listener, but that's not her fault. So, Fran, thank you for your kind, kind words.
She also wants us to do a little shout out to her friend Ben, who loves the podcast and has been spreading the good word in Vancouver too.
Fuck off, Ben. Oh, sorry, I don't know what's wrong with me. Ben, thank you so much.
And so, hey, Ben, thanks for listening.
Hi, Ben.
And Fran also says...
When is Fran going to wrap this up?
How many PS? Is she doing the PPS, PPPPS?
This is a PS.
Fran's really getting on my tits now. Get on with it.
She says, I saw Elijah Wood the other day and nearly said, I loved you on My Dad Wrote a Porno, but I was with a non-listener who dragged me away, as apparently that's a weird thing to say to someone.
Aww.
No, it's not. And
he
also,
would have loved that.
If that was Ben that dragged her away, I stand by my fuck off, Ben.
It was a non-listener. It wasn't Ben.
Okay, fine.
Love the use of non-listener. Like the world's divided into listeners and non-listeners.
And also of all the things to go and compliment Elijah Wood on, I loved you on the footnotes of My Dad Wrote a Porno. He must be like, great, thanks. Great.
Did you see me in Lord of the Rings?
Kevin Cooper's been in touch.
Another Cooper.
Yeah, James.
My brother from another mother.
Yes, Kevin. Do you have a Kevin in the family?
Well, I do now. Welcome, Kevin.
He says, this story takes me way back to when I was around 12 years old.
Oh, God, this is going to be a long one.
Actually, it's mercifully short.
Was he separated from James? Is this why he's taking himself back?
He wants a DNA test.
This is such a Jerry Springer moment.
It takes him back to when he was 12. I stole an erotic novel from a local bookstore, then read it to my friends in the boys' locker room after school, and we all giggled and sniggered. Though I recall it having lots of more filth and lots of less plot. Less plot than this.
And more filth. This is pretty filthy.
My mom.
American.
Great detective work there. Well done. So pleased with himself. Look at his face.
I'm sorry. She's the one who's just saying that she loves an international listener.
Well, I do, but I just had the false alarm with Fran. And
she's
now I just
so
think.
So fickle.
I just think, why waste my time? Do you know what I mean? In a minute, we'll say he's actually from like Devon or whatever.
My mum eventually found the book and was not too pleased. Ah, porn memories.
What a beautiful trip down memory lane for Kevin Cooper.
Glad to help.
We've all got porn memories.
Has anyone ever been caught with porn? I mean, like in yesteryear, you know, like in those early adolescent years when it seems to be that a page generally from the underwear section of like a lowbrow catalogue is passed around. It's not even that raunchy.
I actually do have a porn story. I went to the dentist once.
Oh no.
I was young. I was like 10, 11 years old. And you know how there's always a pile of magazines on the table?
Oh, no.
I'm not even joking. There was a porn magazine on the table.
Was it like Playboy though, James? Or were you just really freaked out by
full
it?
Full on like...
Really?
And I don't know how I got away with it, but I just remember like, holy shit. I was like going through the pages.
And that's when he knew he was gay.
I was like, this is tremendous. I've never seen anything like this in my life. How am I getting away with this?
Your eyes are so wide right now,
James.
I've never remembered this story before. Yeah, and no one noticed me. Well, maybe they did notice
me. Were you in the chair?
No, we're in the waiting room.
James, if your eyes were looking like that, everyone noticed you.
And also, what do you think was on the cover?
But I can't believe it was in the waiting room in the first place.
Well, usually they've got like 25-year-old Hello magazines. The fact that they had something that
was it a really 70s one? Was it like
I was just looking for an edition of Good Housekeeping.
Disappointed you were.
And that's porn.
So gross.
So gross. Let's move on. And so finally, guys, we have Olivia and her musings. Dear porno team, so polite.
That's nice.
Respect.
It's a strong start.
We're liking that.
We prefer team porno, but...
Around Christmas, I finally acknowledged that I was deeply depressed. My relationship and PhD course were being put in jeopardy and counselling just didn't seem to help. And then I listened to Belinda Blinked.
I can't imagine that's going to have any positive effect, I'll be honest.
life is now awesome.
Oh.
I'm loving, in capital letters, my PhD again. My relationship is stable, and Belinda has inspired me to fully accept my own bisexuality.
People take so much from Belinda. I have to say, I think maybe Olivia's finding this from within, because there's none of this depth in the book.
But isn't that amazing? She has confidence in herself once more. Without Belinda, I would still be in the closet. And let's be honest, that was a major part of the problem between me and my boyfriend.
Wow.
Yeah. I think it was partly how Belinda never thinks twice about any of it.
Doesn't think once.
Yeah, exactly.
How she just accepts herself fully and goes and has great sex. And none of the other characters judge her. Neither do the men make presumptions because she likes girls as well.
She is a go-getter. That is true.
And she never defines her sexuality, does she? She's like, there's never a discussion about it. No. And also, she's just attracted to who she's attracted to.
Be it a riding crop. And she's just like, don't label it. I just like people.
Well, Olivia says, it's really empowering and Belinda is a bit of an inspiration.
I mean, careful, Olivia.
That is...
I'm really glad Olivia feels better, but let's not go bandying around words like inspiration.
Is this the first thing Olivia's ever read, listened to?
There are other ways to get empowered.
But I bet Olivia's thinking, I really wish it was something else. I really wish I wasn't writing this letter to you guys. I really wish I could say it was an incredible character in literary history, but unfortunately it's Belinda.
She also says episode 2 was so much better than episode 1. So anyway, Olivia, thanks so much for getting in touch. But that's amazing, right?
That is insane. Like, Rocky's touching people's lives. And
Rocky is changing people's lives.
For the better.
Yeah. Rocky and Belinda, what a dream team.
I bet I never thought when he was in that pavilion that the effect he would have.
He just never thought.
He never thought, that's true.
Well, I'm going to go rush home and tell him because that's a pretty amazing story.
Yeah, and keep them coming. The email is, of course, mydadwroteaporno@gmail.com. If you've got a question, amazing story, something you want to discuss, we'd love to hear from you.